The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 3rd chapter. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to Jesus by night and said, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him." Jesus answered him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Nicodemus said to him, "How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you the teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak of what we know and bear witness to what we have seen, but you do not receive our testimony. If I had told you earthly things, you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except he who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated. Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have you ever been there when a child takes their first step? And it's almost a comical scene sometimes. You have the child hanging on to something for dear life and just kind of wobbling right there, kind of looking maybe to go forward or to take a step. And then you have mom over here saying, come on to mama, come on. And then right behind the child, you have dad like a linebacker ready to grab that child if they start to fall. And then that child sees mom and those dads right behind him. And the child lets go and takes the first step. And then plop, right down. It doesn't always happen the first time, but the child gets back up again. And eventually, that child does learn to walk and has that freedom of mobility. Of course, yeah, they could crawl around, they could scoot around on all fours, but this is so much better, to be able to stand up straight and to move and to run and learn how to jump, to have that freedom to go. In our first lesson today, we hear the story of Abram and Sarah as they receive that call from God. And God calls Abram and Sarah and says, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you." And they take that first tentative step. Now, you got to understand this. As we read a little bit further on in the lesson, Abram's 75 years old. Would you want to pick up and leave everything that you know and go to a new place? He was being called to leave his family, his heritage home, to leave the land, what he knew, to pack up his wife, to pack up his servants, to pack up his cows, to pack up his sheep, his goats, his camels, his donkeys, or whatever other animals he may have, to leave the land that he knows, to travel several hundreds of miles to a new land that he has no idea what it's like. or what the people will be like there, or what language they will be speaking there, or what kind of plants or vegetation or terrain is going to be in that new land. But yet, Abram steps forth in faith. He steps forth with trust in God, that this is what God wants us to do, or wants him to do. I know some of you have moved or have had new experiences from time to time. There's times when you have to leave your homes, whether it's leaving for a job or maybe when you got married, you left the home of your parents, or maybe off to college, or maybe going off to the military. You did leave to go somewhere new, somewhere different. I remember that experience that I had when I was in seminary, that I was assigned to go on internship. It was that third year of seminary. I had been in Dubuque, Iowa for 2 years, and then I had one more year of seminary, or one more year of internship, and then one more year of seminary. And so I think what that board or whoever assigned us looked at who we were and said, we're going to put you in the strangest experience you've ever noticed in your life. And so here's this Texas guy, known Texas, lived in Texas all my life, and they shipped me off to North Dakota, 1,600 miles away from home. You know, growing up, you walk the streets, and sometimes you could hear German being spoken. Sometimes you could hear Spanish being spoken. And most of the time, you heard English being spoken. Well, going up to North Dakota, I wasn't going to hear German. I wasn't going to hear Spanish. Rather, instead, I heard this sing-song English of Norwegian dialect. And if you've ever spent any time up in North Dakota, South Dakota, or Minnesota, they just kind of, it's a sing-song in their language. That was different. Also, it was different for the terrain. It was absolutely flat where I was. It was in at one point, it was an ancient Great Lakes bed, and absolutely flat. They had 1 foot drop on a mile. That's how flat it was. Crops were different. Sugar beets were the main crops. They also grew things like flax up there. And then, too, the people were different. They were Norwegian. They weren't German background or Spanish background. And so they had different culture. Ate different food. There wasn't any barbecue brisket up there. Rather, instead, they ate food like lutefisk and lefse. And so I had new experiences up there. But Catherine and I went. We went. That's where we were assigned. We were assigned to North Dakota, so we took those steps and we went. And it was a good experience to see different people, to experience different things. I learned quite a bit on internship, even though that it was quite different from what I had experienced growing up. All of us are called to take a step forward, maybe just a baby step, maybe just a baby step at first. And sometimes that baby step just doesn't even take. Sometimes we go flat, we plop down. But to take that step, and we don't know where God is calling us. We don't always know what God is leading us to new and strange different places, places we don't want to go. Maybe it's a place of being able to speak up more, to be able to share our faith with somebody else a little bit more. Maybe it's to keep our mouth shut a little bit more, to stop and to listen to someone else. Maybe it's to make amends with somebody else, to ask somebody for forgiveness, or to actually speak the words of forgiveness to somebody else. Maybe it's a call to more active involvement with the community or with the school or with your own family, to spend more time with your own family, to be there for your kids or be there for your parents. Maybe it's a call to be more involved with the ministry of the church. Here within the church, maybe to serve in a committee or to teach a class, or maybe even to full-time ministry. God tugs at us. God pulls at us. And it's a scary thought of where God wants us to go, because we think, I don't have those skills. I don't know how to do that thing. I don't have the knowledge. It's a scary thing to do, just like that child letting go and taking that first step. Abram and Sarai took that first step, but they knew that it was God who was calling them to go. They knew that it was God who was leading them and that God who would be watching over them. God gave Abram and Sarah three promises, gave them three promises as they went. The first promise was for land, that they would have a land of their own, a brand new land, something tangible, a place to live, a place to be, a place to call their own. For us too, God calls us out and he gives us blessings as well then too. A blessing that he gives us is the skills to do what he is calling us to do, to go to that new land. He gives us the skills. He gives us the knowledge. It doesn't always happen right at the first. Sometimes we try to do something and it just goes plop. It falls. But we get up again, and on shaky and wobbly legs, we take another step forward and we do the ministry that God is giving to us. And soon, just like a child, as they start to take those first tentative steps, and as they start to walk with confidence and then run and jump, and the next thing you know, they're asking for the car keys. God does the same thing with us. At first, it's scary. We don't know exactly what we're getting ourselves into. We don't know exactly what God's calling us to do. But as we take those steps, as we get into it, as we learn, as we gain the knowledge, we know that God is with us. The second blessing that God gives Abram and Sarah is family. Gives them a family. He makes that promise that your descendants will be so great, they'll be as great as the number of grains of sand on the beach, or as many as the stars are up in the sky. Here, Abram and Sarah are 75 years old. They have no heirs. But yet, they believe God. 75 years old. And God's saying, you're going to have all these descendants. And they still step out in faith. And they go. But it doesn't happen right away. It takes another 25 years before Isaac is born. As we take our first steps, as we go to where God is calling us to go, or to do the things that God is calling us to do, we learn to thrive. We learn that this is where we are supposed to be. Sometimes it doesn't happen right away. I mean, Abram and Sarah waited 25 years before that child was born. For us, it doesn't happen just right away. But God plants the seeds. Or maybe he has us plant the seeds in other people. But we're there. We are working. And as we get into whatever ministry, whatever thing God is calling us to get into, we learn how to do it. Our skills continue to develop. Our knowledge continues to grow. Our wisdom becomes greater. And we know what we are doing. And we know that this is where we are supposed to be. We know this is what we are supposed to be doing. We know because God made us to do these things. And it just feels right. This is what God has called us to do, and he blesses us. The third blessing he gives to Abram and Sarah is they are given these blessings to be a blessing to other people. You will be blessed to bless other people. And that's where this comes down to, that Abram, Sarah, take those first tentative steps. They start moving to that promised land. They start moving to the land of Cana. That strange place, the place with strange people, the place with strange language, with strange terrain. And they start moving and they arrive there and they start to grow. They start to grow and they change the world. The history of the world is changed by those steps of Abram and Sarah. And they become a blessing. They become a blessing to all those folks that are around them there. And they continue to be a blessing to us. Because we look to Sarah and to Abram. And we see the faith that they had. We see the trust that they had in God. And that also gives us the courage to take those steps to take those baby steps, to walk and to run and to jump and to move and to stretch and to see new things and new wonderful things and to do the ministry of God so that we too, as we are blessed, may be a blessing to others. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.